For more media content from Grace Community Church in San Antonio, Texas, go to gccsatx.com. One of the dictionary definitions for a barometer is that it is an indicator. So any time we sense defensiveness in ourselves or in others, it is a barometer indicating pride or immaturity. You cannot become defensive if you are going to exhibit humility and Christ-likeness. You cannot become defensive if you are going to be teachable and taught by the Lord. You cannot be defensive if pastors, elders, and other believers are to have their proper place in our spiritual growth. An honest and valid question: am I a defensive person? If we get defensive when others point something out in our lives, then we are still immature to some extent. Defensiveness is rooted in pride and prejudice. Not being willing to be corrected is defensiveness rooted in pride. Defensiveness rears its ugly head when anyone touches a nerve in my soul, possibly exposing that I could be wrong about something. Defensiveness is that feeling I get when anyone challenges me on something, possibly exposing that I have blind spots that they see that I don't see. Defensiveness shows itself in touchiness when anyone disagrees with me in any way. If I am defensive, pride is raising its head in me. If I am defensive, I still think I know better than anyone who disagrees with me. If I am defensive, I still am, to some real degree, unteachable. If I am defensive, I am revealing an inner attitude that I could not be wrong. If another Christian or one of my pastors comes to me to share something they feel is a need in my life, do I respond with defensiveness, or do I quietly listen, truly hear what they are saying, and make sure I understand it, and to thank them for coming, and then examine myself before the Lord to receive what He wants for me? If I do, that is maturity and Christ-likeness. How I respond at those times will make all the difference between real growth and change or not. If I am defensive when another brother or sister in Christ says something I don't agree with, I am showing that I am still trying to live like an island, separating myself from the body, asserting my carnal independence from the body, and thus from the head as well. Defensiveness is so ingrained in us, it's almost like breathing. We exhibit it even when we don't know it, if we get challenged, corrected, or rebuked. It is ugly, immaturity in action, and pride holding forth its inglorious presence. When I am defensive, I am far from being like the Lord Jesus right then. May God save me from this wicked and ongoing evil. Jesus was never defensive one time in His life, not even once, and He is calling me to put it off, die to self daily, and become defenseless, with all my defense being in Him alone. This was written by Mac Tomlinson, who is an elder of Providence Chapel in Denton, Texas. For more information on his church, visit providencedenton.org.